Madam Moderator, the school closures taken as a public health emergency measures in response to the COVID-19 all over the world seriously impacted the rights of the child to education. So I'd like to speak on focusing on education. To mitigate the negative impact, online education has been used as alternative to in-person learning in schools. However, lack of access to internet, digital equipment, and support necessary for online education exacerbated existing inequality in the right to education for children in disadvantaged or vulnerable situations, such as those children in developing countries or children in remote areas or from economically disadvantaged families, girls, and children with disabilities. Those children are at increased risk of falling into victims of child marriage, child labor, trafficking, and even recruitment by armed groups, which will lead to the permanent dropout from school, even when schools reopen. To ensure continuation of education and protect children from violation of their rights related to school closures, it is an imperative and global concern for all the states to provide equal access for children to online education during school closures and ensure the safe return of all children to schools when schools resume. For both objectives, however, there needs financial, human, and technical resources, which are often lacking in developing countries. To address this challenge, we need to promote international cooperation much more rigorously, not as moral obligation of the states, but legal obligations of the states under the Convention on the Rights of the Child as a legal framework. Article 4 of the Convention provides obligation of state parties to the Convention to take measures to implement the Convention, emphasizes that implementation of the Convention is a cooperative exercise for the states of the world, highlighting the need for international cooperation. The basis for this recognition is Articles 55 and 56 of the Charter of the United Nations, under which UN member states pledge themselves and thus have a legal obligation to cooperate with one another in the promotion of universal respect for and observance of human rights, including the rights of the child. States that lack of resources needed to implement the rights enshrined in the conventions are obliged to seek international cooperation, be it bilateral, regional, interregional, global, or multilateral. States parties with resources for international cooperation have an obligation to provide such cooperation with the aim of facilitating the implementation of children's rights in the recipient state. International cooperation is further provided in Article 23 of the Convention concerning the rights of the child with disabilities, Article 24 of the Convention concerning the rights of the child to health, and Article 28 of the Convention concerning the right of the child to education, all of which emphasizes that particular account shall be taken of the needs of developing countries. A critical question is how the state's international cooperation obligation is actually implemented. The Committee on the Rights of the Child, as a treaty monitoring body, has an important role in this regard. The committee, in its general comment number 5, adopted in 2003 on general measures of implementation on the convention, noting that the UNICEF, the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, OHCHR, and other UN agencies can provide technical assistance with many aspects of implementation of the convention, encourages states to identify their interest in technical assistance in their periodic reports submitted to the committee for review under the convention. Indeed, the committee has occasionally made specific recommendations to the state parties in its concluding observations of the review of their reports, that states should seek technical assistance from UN agencies in specific area of implementation of the convention, such as health. On the other hand, the committee, in the same general comment, urges the states with resources to meet internationally agreed targets, including the UN target for international development assistance of 0.7% of GDP. However, it is rather rare that the obligation of international cooperation is raised in the review of state parties' reports and the specific recommendation is made by the committee to donor countries. In view of the critical importance of international cooperation during and in the phase of recovery from the pandemic to realize a whole range of children's rights, including the right to education and right to health, and also recognizing the limited attention that has been so far paid to the obligation of donor states in the country review by the committee, I'd like to make the following points for consideration and discussion. First, country reviews by the Committee on the Rights of the Child should be used more actively as the opportunities to address the obligation of developed countries to provide international cooperation, in particular in light of SDG Target 17.2 on the implementation of the development assistance commitments by developed countries. The specific recommendation made to Republic of Korea in 2019 is a good example of this kind. Second, the needs of developing countries for international cooperation to ensure children's rights, which are specifically identified in the recommendations by the Committee on the Rights of the Child through country reviews, should be integrated not only in the assistance by the UN agencies, but also in the bilateral assistance by donor partner countries. Third, however, the two points I made now would be meaningful only as mid-term or long-term measures. In order to respond to the urgent need of developing countries during the future pandemic, the International Cooperation Framework for Coordination of Multinational and bilateral assistance to ensure continuation of education for all children of the world in the time of pandemic would be necessary. I would like to emphasize that the need of international cooperation is not limited to provision of financial resources, but technical assistance such as the extent, such as expert advice on how to mitigate the impact of the pandemic on children's mental health is also very important. Thank you for your attention.